Hello, we're
Hello.
conducting a survey. Your participation is important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. All of your answers are confidential. Now, to begin and for classification purposes, what is your zip code? Yes, we're calling from Opinion Research.
About what?
This is about issues in your community and also about other issues that might, yes.
Okay,
what? Well, it has to do with the upcoming elections as well.
Okay, sure. Let's go for it.
Thank you. Now, what is your zip code?
532110.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
1966.
Thank you very much. Now, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. And you are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black.
But for this question, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. And what is your race? Are you white?
Black.
Thank you. Now, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you. And as you may know, there will be elections for office like the President and U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in the November 2024 elections? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will you probably not vote? Or will you definitely not vote?
I will vote.
And is that a definitely, probably, or 50-50?
Definitely.
Thank you. And how do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 general election? Voting in person early before election day, voting in person on election day, or voting by mail or other?
I'm going to go to the polls.
Before election day or on election day?
On election day.
Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means that the Black community has no power at all.
Give me a percentage. How much percentage we have?
On a scale from 0 to 10. Any number between 0
okay.
to 10.
Well, actually, I would say like an 8.
Thank you very much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, Congress, and state and local offices. Once again, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I would say for myself or just in general?
In general.
Okay, I would say 8.
Your level. Okay, thank you. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel, and if you don't know or you've never heard of the person or groups, please indicate so. The first one,
okay.
We have Joe Biden.
I'll try 9.
Thank you. Then we have Barack Obama.
10.
Josh Shapiro.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him?
No. Josh Shapiro.
And Josh Shapiro.
Josh Shapiro. No, I've never heard of him.
Okay, that's fine. The next one we have is Kamala Harris.
I'll say 8.
8? Was that an 8?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Then we have J.D. Vance.
J.D. what?
J.D. Vance.
Oh, him. I heard of him just recently, so I don't really know him.
And if you, from what you, the little you heard, do you have a very cold and unfavorable opinion of him, or very warm and favorable opinion of him? Any number between 0 and 10?
I would say him. I would say a 3.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Tim Waltz.
He's somebody just got the note today, so I would say he's like a 7.
Thank you. Then we have Donald Trump.
A 0. I don't know what he is, but...
Thank you. And last we have Mark Kelly.
Who's his name?
Mark Kelly.
I don't know the person. Never heard of him.
Never heard of him. Thank you. Now, on a scale of 0 to 10, in the past month, please rate how worried you've been about each of the following. Use a 10 if you have been very worried, 5 if you have been somewhat worried, and a 0 if you have not been worried at all. You may use any number from 0 to 10. The first one is the availability of resources for K-12 education.
Oh, that's a... I would say about a 8.
Thank you. Then we have the affordability of housing.
Housing?
Housing.
Housing. It's very low. I would say like a 7.
Thank you. And then we have racial profiling among police.
Profiling, I would say yes, a big 9.
Thank you. Then we have voter suppression in the 2024 elections that makes it harder for certain people to vote.
Yes, a 9.
Thank you. Then we have passing federal legislation to protect voting rights.
9.
Lack of dependable transportation systems.
That's like an 8.
Thank you. Then we have the protection of Social Security or Medicare.
I'd say about 8 myself, yeah, about 8.
Thank you. Then we have the crime rate in your community.
The crime rate? Crime. I'll say 9.
Thank you. Then we have abortion access for women in this country becoming more restricted.
If I'm even a male, I guess it would be, I'll say we're 8. No, I'm putting a 9.5, I guess.
Thank you. Then we have the conflict in Palestine.
Palestine? You took me back to history class. Okay. I'll take about like an 8. I'll say 8.
Thank you. Then we have election and voter fraud in the 2024 elections.
So I would say like an 8.
Thank you. Then we have... Thank you. Then we have the banning of Black history.
You mean for my age or trying to live on the next generation? I'll say about 8.5, about 8.
8, thank you. Then we have fighting discrimination and systemic racism.
Racism, I would say 9.
Thank you. And last for this section, we have inflation and the rising costs of goods and necessities.
A 9.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Is it Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent, or third party?
Now, can you repeat it one more time?
Yes, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other or third party? Other independent or third party, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, let's see. Harris, I guess. She's a double incumbent. I'll say, yeah.
Thank you. And that more is that more a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Harris.
For Harris. Thank you. And as of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed that she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as the Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote? Somewhat more motivated to vote? Makes no difference. Somewhat less motivated to vote or much less motivated to vote?
I'm more motivated to vote.
And it's not somewhat more motivated or much more?
Much more.
Thank you. And compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, makes no difference, somewhat less favorable or much less favorable?
Also favorable.
And is that somewhat more favorable or much more?
Yes, much more favorable, much more.
Thank you. And do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interests of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Some.
Thank you. And when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interests of in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
I would say, no, much. I would say much. More.
A lot of trust or just some trust?
Just some trust.
Some trust. Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Now, okay, before, no
thank you. Now, for each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, somewhat describes her, only describes her a bit, or really does not describe her at all. The first one is early trailblazer in the LGBT policy. Let me restart. Early trailblazer in LGBTQ policy.
I would guess there would be more, I guess. I'm not sure about this.
And do you think this really describes her, somewhat describes her a bit, or does not, really does not describe her?
I don't think it describes her.
And is that somewhat or a bit?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Then we have fights for people of color.
Was it for people of color or what?
Fights for people of color. Do you think that really describes her? Somewhat
describes
her? I think
it does, yes.
Yeah. And is that...
Somewhat. Yeah.
Somewhat. Thank you. Then we have, is a political insider?
Repeat it one more time. Sorry.
Is a political insider?
Oh, yes. Probably, yes.
And is that a really describes her, somewhat describes her, or describes her a bit?
Somewhat, yes, somewhat.
Thank you. Then we have represents the black community.
Black community.
And does that...
What?
Does that really describe her, somewhat describe her, or describes her a bit, or really does not...
Somewhat describe her. I think it's somewhat describe her, yes.
Thank you. Then we have locked up people that should not have been.
Repeat it one time so I'll get it right.
Locked up people that should not have been.
That should not happen.
Mm-hmm.
Want to it?
Yes. Do you think that it really describes her, somewhat describes her a bit, or really does not describe her at all?
I think somewhat it describes her.
Okay, thank you. Then we have governs with kindness and compassion.
So, compassion?
Governs with kindness and compassion.
Well, kindness with compassion, yes.
Mm-hmm. And do you think this really describes her, somewhat describes her, or describes her a bit?
I think it describes her.
And is that somewhat or really?
That's really.
Thank you. And last we have for this section is progressive.
Is she progressive?
Yes.
No, I don't think so.
And, how should I record your answer? Does it describe her a bit or really does not describe her?
I think it describes her a bit, a lot.
A bit. Okay. It describes her a lot?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So is that really describes her or somewhat describes her?
I think somewhat describes her.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I'd like to you to let me know if you think that it makes you much more favorable of Vice President Harris, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or it makes no difference. The first one is Kamala Harris has consistently been rated the most progressive member of the Senate for her voting record, ahead of Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren.
Well, she just came out speaking this year. She ain't really been out that long, but I guess someone described her. I guess I don't know.
Oh, and right now we just want to know if hearing this makes you much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or it makes no difference
favorable. Yeah, more favorable.
Somewhat more favorable?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Kamala Harris is literally a child of protest and activism. Her parents were born activists that met in a black study group at UC Berkeley, known as the Afro-American Association.
You say they fight out like crook, don't you say
it? Yes, let me restart. Kamala is literally a child of protest and activism. Her parents were born activists that met in a black study group at UC Berkeley, known as the Afro-American Association.
I think she's very, I don't think she's not part of the crook. I think she's very nice. Mm-hmm.
So how should I record your answer? Does that make you much more favorable, somewhat more favorable?
Much more favorable, much more favorable, mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you. The next one is.
I've been reading a lot about her, so.
Thank you. Then we have, as CA Attorney General, Kamala refused to defend California's Proposition 8 that banned the same-sex marriage, and fought to bring it to the Supreme Court to win marriage equality nationwide.
Repeat it one more time, sorry.
Yes. As a California Attorney General, Kamala refused to defend California's Proposition 8 that banned same-sex marriage, and fought to bring it to the Supreme Court to win marriage equality nationwide.
Well, it should be back to the nationwide, like it's always been since Obama. So, even Joe Biden made it come out, so I guess we'll go favorable both of them.
And is that somewhat more favorable or much more favorable?
Yeah. Much more favorable.
Okay, thank you. Then second to last, we have Kamala is an absolute trailblazer. The first African-American and woman elected as district attorney for San Francisco, Attorney General of California, the first African-American to represent California in the Senate, and now she is the first African-American woman to be nominated for vice president by a major political party.
Yes.
And here, yes.
Go ahead, Larry.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, sorry. You have to repeat it again for us, sorry.
Yes, it is. Kamala is an absolute trailblazer, the first African American and woman elected as district attorney for San Francisco, attorney general of California, the first African American to represent California in the Senate, and now she is the first African American woman to be nominated for vice president by a major political party. Hearing this,
you got more to go? I think it's pretty good as well.
So does that make you much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Yes, much more favorable about it, yes.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is Kamala created Open Justice, an online platform to make abuses of power and deaths at the hands of police officers available to the public to improve police accountability.
Well, you mean by her being president, you mean? Oh, by her background, you're saying?
So hearing
this... I guess more favorable. I guess you could say that, yes.
And is that much more or just somewhat?
Just somewhat, I'll say. Somewhat, yes.
Thank you. Now, again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Number 10.
Thank you. And once again, for the last time, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the Black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means that the Black community has no power at all.
I would say number 8.
Thank you. And we, one last time, we know it's still a long way off, but if the election for November 2024 for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent third party?
Kennedy Harris, I mean, Kennedy's running also? Okay, well, obviously just for Harris then.
For Harris, thank you. And is that more a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Yeah, more of a vote for Harris.
Thank you. And once again, do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
I would say some.
Thank you. And when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
I'll say a lot.
Thank you. Now, which of the following would you say are your main sources for news? You can select up to 3 of the list. Is it national newspapers, local radio, family and friends, CNN, network news like ABC, CBS, and NBC, Fox News, Facebook, local newspapers, MSNBC, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, local TV news, Snapchat, other, or none of the above?
ABC.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Another one that you would like to add?
Excuse me?
Another one that you would like to add out of the list?
ABC News and on the phone, I guess they have just some political stuff on the news, I guess, on the phone, I guess. Yeah.
On the phone, do you mean like internet?
Yeah, internet, yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Now, are you in a group chat for text communication with others? If so, how often has the presidential election come up in recent come up recently in this group chat. Very often,
not a group, yeah. Not with a group or anything, but just in general, people we just talk, you know, not in a group though, I guess. People just talk, so.
Oh, but you do not use group chats, or?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Was it Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican? Someone else?
Joe Biden, Democrat.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And are you married?
Not a bachelor's degree. I just had one for school. I go a little further than that. I'm a little further. A master's degree, I'm sorry.
A master's degree. Thank you. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced? Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
I have a son that's over it in the Navy. He's 29 years old.
For this one, we just have yes or no. How should I record your answer?
Which one is that? My son?
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
They were over close to 40,000, I think, a year.
How much, I'm sorry?
$28,000 a year.
Oh, okay, thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
You're welcome so much. You too. Thank you as well.
Goodbye.